CNET News. I'm Jason Taylor. A Republican man from Southwest Missouri escaped a fatal helicopter crash with just an arm injury. 33-year-old Chance Mills was working on a transmission line with a coworker who was killed when the chopper they were on went down over the weekend. A massive group of veterans, which is riding motorcycles across the country, stopped in eastern Missouri's Wentzville last night. The Run for the Wall group is holding a ceremony at the city's Vietnam Veterans Memorial this morning before continuing their journey. The University of Missouri Board of Curators has approved a tuition increase for the next academic year starting in the fall. Bill Wise reports.
The board approved a 2.1% increase, but says it will only hike tuition 1% as part of an agreement with state lawmakers who did not cut the university's budget. Earlier this month, budget planners in both the state House and Senate agreed to reinstate $68 million that Governor Greitens had cut in his proposal for the Department of Higher Education. The arrangement keeps funding for colleges and universities equal to its current level. The plan, which first emerged from the House, restricted the institutions from raising tuition more than 1% in exchange for restored funding. The curators noted in a statement that their approval of a 2.1% increase equaled the amount allowed under current state law. Right now, tuition hikes are capped at the rate of inflation. The arrangement, negotiated by Republican House Budget Committee Chairman Scott Fitzpatrick, allows the institution to enact a 2.1% hike if a revenue shortfall reduced higher education funding. The Board of Curators' decision affects tuition at four schools in Columbia, St. Louis, Kansas City, and Rolla.
The Missouri House Minority Leader describes the 2018 legislative session as a session of scandal. Kansas City Democrat Gail McCann Beatty spoke Friday evening to Capitol reporters in Jefferson City.
From the beginning, the 2018 legislative session has been a session of scandal, and with near daily revelations of alleged wrongdoing by Eric Greitens.
A bipartisan House committee investigating Governor Greitens meets today to discuss special session rules as well as documents. A former Missouri University of Science and Technology student has been sentenced to 7 years in prison for the shooting death of her fiancé. Charges against Megan Werner were reduced from second-degree murder to involuntary manslaughter. Two suspects are in custody and another is on the run after an armed carjacking in North St. Louis County last night. Police said the three suspects stole a car from an elderly victim at around midnight. Missouri lawmakers in Washington are focused on gun violence on campus after a mass shooting Friday at a Texas high school killed 10 people and injured a dozen more. Republican Congresswoman Vicki Hartzler told KOLR-TV that there's bipartisan attention to the issue.
Republicans and Democrats are looking at all options and in ways to provide more protection for our kids.
Hartzler sponsoring a bill that would alter existing law to allow armed off-duty or retired officers to provide school security. Missouri Democratic Congressman William Lacey Clay is co-sponsoring legislation aimed at reducing the number of guns on campus, the Assault Weapons Ban Act of 2018. You're listening to Missouri Net News.